Tinea keratitis among Iraqi children, a public health implication. Introduction. Tinea keratitis has a worldwide distribution, and this tends to be epidemic and endemic in areas where crowding and imperfect conditions for personal hygiene seem to favor its spread and persistence within the community. The prevalence of infection varies considerably with geographical location and climatic conditions. Many studies that have been conducted throughout the world revealed the increased prevalence and shift in the epidemiology of Tinea keratitis. Geographic locations are important factors in the type of infection seen. Objectives. The objectives of the study are to determine the demographic and clinical characteristics of Tinea keratitis in Iraq and to identify the etiological dermatophytes for Tinea keratitis in Iraq. The study population. A cross-sectional community study was performed and two groups of schools were chosen. The first group was distributed in urban areas and the second group was selected from different rural areas in Tikrit and Kirkuk governorates. For Tikrit survey, two groups of schools chosen, the first group from urban areas and the second from differing rural areas in the vicinity of Tikrit. Three boys' schools, three girls' schools and two large mixed schools were randomly selected from five urban areas of Tikrit. Six schools from four rural villages were chosen, two boys, two girls and two mixed schools. Tikrit survey was conducted between September 1994 and April 1995. And a total of 4,461 children were included in the survey. The second survey was carried out in Kirkuk from September 1996 to May 1997. In urban areas, 131 schools were selected. Of them, 24 were girls' schools, 20 boys' schools and 87 mixed schools. In rural areas, 20 schools were selected, 8 boys' schools, 3 girls' schools and 9 mixed schools. A total number of 35,923 children were included in the survey. The criteria for their selection were the same as described previously. The children were all pre-adolescent school-age children. Their ages ranged from 6 to 16 years. Since both surveys were with the same design, the data of both were combined together and re-analyzed to get an idea about the pattern of Tinea keratitis in Iraq. All the students in the school were examined, so a total of 40,384 students were included in the study. The scalp of each head was thoroughly examined in all areas for evidence of scaling, crusting, follicular inflammation, hair loss and erythema. Clinical diagnosis of Tinea keratitis was done according to the criteria of Arnold et al. Sample collection. In all suspected cases, hairs and scales were collected for mycological examination by conventional technique. Scale scrapings were collected from at least two areas with the number 15 sterile surgical blade and approximately 12 hair stumps, that is roots, were pulled out with sterile epilator forceps. Both hairs and scales were placed in a clean labeled envelope and sent to the laboratory for investigation. Laboratory procedures and identification. Media used for primary isolation of dermatophytes, maintenance and identification were according to conventional reported procedures. Species were identified using conventional method which emphasized colony, morphology, microscopy and other miscellaneous tests. Cultures were examined macroscopically for morphology, texture and color from the top and reverse sides of the plate. Then using a sterile straight loop, the colony was examined by placing a sample on a drop of lactophenol solution on a clean glass slide. The matted mycelial mass was teased or separated with dissecting needles to facilitate microscopical observation. The preparation was then covered by a cover slip and examined under the microscope for the presence of microconidia, macroconidia and other structures. Every positive growth obtained was subcultured on two Sabrot plates, one with added yeast and the other with added sodium chloride. The inoculated plates were incubated for 2 weeks at 28 degrees Celsius to further stimulate the chlamydospores. After identification was completed, the plates were kept refrigerated at 4 degrees Celsius for a maximum period of 1 month. In vitro hyperfiltration by certain dermatophytes was used for further species identification. This test was used to differentiate certain species of T. mantegrophytes, which can penetrate hair in vitro, from T. rubrum, which cannot. This simple procedure involved the use of baby hair in petri dish to which 25 ml of sterile distilled water and 2 to 3 drops of 10% sterilized yeast extract were added. Several colony fragments served as inoculums and inoculated dishes were incubated in the dark at 25 degrees Celsius. After 3 weeks of incubation, hair segments overgrown with mycelium were removed from the dishes with sterile forceps, placed in a drop of lactophenol cotton blue mounting fluid and examined under the microscope. Penetrated hair segments were identified by wedge-shaped perforations. Cornmeal agar tests and potato dextrose agar tests were used to differentiate T. rubrum and T. mantagruffites, the first showing T. pigmentation and the second no pigmentation. Microsporum aujoini was differentiated by the absence of growth on polished rice grains, inability to penetrate hair in vitro and culture characteristics. Statistical analysis. Chi-square test was used for estimation of significance. Results. The prevalence rate of clinically diagnosed tinea carpitis was 1.25%, whereas the mycological prevalence rate was 0.86%. The above difference between clinical and mycological prevalence rate was statistically significant. In addition, the prevalence rate was significantly higher. P was less than 0.05 in males, 1.08%, as compared to females, which was 0.96%. And in rural areas, 2.06%, P less than 0.0001, as compared to urban, 0.62% areas. Tinea carpitis cases were more common in urban 59% than in rural 41% areas. P was less than 0.0001 and in males 70% than in females. P was less than 0.05. The case frequency was 93.5% in children with history of animal contact, whereas the corresponding value was 31.3% in children without history of animal contact. P was less than 0.0001. Normally, the frequency of infection was reported in all cases with a family history of tinea carpitis. However, the infection was reported in 63% of children without any family history of disease. P was less than 0.0001. The prevalence of tinea carpitis was 86.3% in age group of 6 to 10 years. P was less than 0.0001. The prevalence of tinea carpitis was lower in straight hair, 33%, as compared to curly hair, 67%. P was less than 0.001. Frontal site was the predominant one, 46%. The non-inflammatory type of infection was found in 87.5% of cases. P was less than 0.0001. The scaling was found to be the predominant clinical characteristic, 59.1%. Seborrheic was the most common clinical form, 80.8%. Favors presented in 1.7% of cases, 6 cases, 5 of them were caused by T. violaceum, and in one case the causative dermophytes were unidentified. The frequency of isolation of anthropophilic dermatophytes were reported in 68.1% of the cases. P was less than 0.001. The predominant causative agent was T. tonsurans, 87.6%, followed by T. verrucosum, 26.7%. The isolated species was distributed in rural and urban areas. In rural areas, the predominant isolate was T. verrucosum, 33.3%, followed by T. tonsurans, 21%. In urban areas, T. tonsurans forms the predominant, that is 32.5% isolate, followed by T. mantagruffites var interdigitale, 26.8%. The isolated species were distributed in both sexes. In male, the predominantly isolated species was T. tonsurans, 27%, followed by T. verrucosum, 25.2%, whereas in female, the predominantly isolated species was T. verrucosum, followed by T. tonsurans, 29.5%. The discussion. This study has shown the clinical prevalence rate of tinea carpitis in a large sample of primary school children in two different Iraqi governorates was 1.25%. However, the mycological prevalence rate was significantly lower than clinical prevalence rate. Sex seems to play a role in infection, as the prevalence rate was more in male as compared to female. This male predominance of infection was also reported for other geographical areas. The high rate of tinea carpitis in male may be attributed to the easy implantation of spores because of short hair and frequency of sharing comb, brushes and cups. This study shows that the prevalence of tinea carpitis was more in rural areas than in urban areas. This finding is in agreement with that reported before for different geographical areas in Iraq. The high prevalence rate of the disease in rural areas may be due to low standard of living, low standard of health education, overcrowding, poor hygiene, close personal contact, animal contact, and no separation between animal house and their houses. Contact with animals seems to be an important risk factor that increases prevalence rate, as this study indicated higher significant rate in children with animal contact than in children without animal contact. This was also reported for other geographical areas outside Iraq. Presence of tinea carpitis in other family members also acts as an important source of infection. This is due to intrafamilial transmission, and the home might be more likely a source of infection than the school. These results are reported by others. Hair type influences the infection rate, and thus the cases were more in children with curly hair. This could be due to difficulty in hair washing and cleaning, which provides a stable and less hazardous environment for dermatophyte. The predominant clinical form was seborrheic, and the mostly affected site was frontal area of the scalp. Concerning etiology, the zoophilic dermatophytes were found as the cause of infection in 31.9% of cases. These zoophilic organisms are acquired through the contact with infected animals, since large number of families in the study areas were in contact with animals. Although human infections with zoophiles are of the supportive type, animal infection may be clinically silent, and thus the animals serve as asymptomatic carriers. Anthropophilic dermatophytes were more predominant cause of tinea carpitis. This may be due to the fact that anthropophilic infections are often epidemic in nature, and children are the population at risk of anthropophilic tinea carpitis. Thus, prevention control programs for tinea carpitis in children may need to take this in consideration when designing and performing their program. Primary school health programs for tinea carpitis control must concentrate on primary school students who demonstrate higher prevalence rate, especially between the ages of 6 to 10 years. The predominantly isolated dermatophyte was T. tonsurans, and this finding indicated a shift of pattern in the etiology of tinea carpitis in Iraq. It's well known that the types of dermatophytes present may vary depending on geographical areas, and multiple factors are responsible for this fact. Certain strains of dermatophytes are endemic to specific geographical areas. Because of patients traveling to and from these areas, resident dermatophytes may remain restricted geographically or become more cosmopolitan. In addition, it appears that dermatophytes endogenous to certain areas of the world have adapted themselves to their human hosts in these areas, and vice versa. The location of dermatophytosis is partially dependent on climatic conditions of the area and the customs of the resident population. Tinea carpitis is impeded in areas where the population is using hair oils. There is some evidence to suggest that certain human population may be genetically more susceptible to particular dermatophyte infections. This community-based prospective survey indicated that there is a change in the causative fungi of tinea carpitis. During the period from 1948 to 1980, T. schoenleinii was the primary cause of tinea carpitis in Iraq. However, other dermatophytes such as T. oryaliceum and M. canis found to be the causative agents of tinea carpitis in Baghdad in 1962 and Basra in 1983 respectively. Furthermore, a reported study in 1999 for Basra indicated that tinea oryaliceum was the predominant cause of tinea carpitis. The shift in the cause of tinea carpitis in Iraq from T. schoenleinii to T. tonsurans leads to a change in typical clinical presentation and epidemiology of the disease. Thus, tinea carpitis due to T. tonsurans becomes endemic within Iraqi community, and several factors may favor its spread. T. tonsurans is able to exist as an asymptomatic carrier state in children. Similarly, the atypical presentation of some infections may lead to misdiagnosis, allowing further spread to occur. Other factors such as short hair, tight braiding, and oil application have been associated with the spread. In addition, T. tonsurans tinea carpitis was found in individuals with low socio-economic group and crowded living conditions. An interesting finding of this study is that favus was caused by T. violaceum and not by T. schoenlinii. Dermatophytes causing tenacapitis have a geographic variation, and the most common cause of the disease varies according to the governorate studied. In rural areas, T. verrucosum was the common cause of tenacapitis. In urban areas, the most common cause is T. tonsurans. So it is important for the clinicians to be cognizant of the prevalent organism responsible for tenacapitis in his or her geographical areas. Although these trends are relatively stable, they are not absolutely so and may change with time. Sex seems to have an influence on the predominant cause of tenacapitis. This is so in Iraq nowadays. However, many studies have demonstrated a significant male predominance in infection caused by microorganisms, whereas with T. tonsurans, the male/female infection rate is equal in childhood. In addition to host and geographic factors, the virulence of the infecting organism must be considered, and the important point is that strain-to-strain differences may exist for the same dermatophyte, such as in case of T. mantigraphites and T. rubrums strains. In conclusion, there were significant differences in prevalence rate in regards to gender, residence, animal contact, hair type, clinical characteristics and clinical forms. The significant differences were detected in frequency distribution of dermatophytes as a cause of tenacapitis and their distribution in rural and urban areas, and indicate a shift in epidemiological patterns. However, the conclusion emerged from this study demonstrates the demographic and clinical characteristics of the disease in Iraq as a whole country.